When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Any moment now, there's going to be a fierce outbreak of
this is Buster Blood Vessel from Bad Manners.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from the Interrupting.
Hey, Save from Mushroom Blood.
Hi there, you wonderful star listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim, a steady earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from the Resonators.
Hey, this is Dan P. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh, yeah!
How you guys doing? This is Chuck Robertson from the Mad Caddies. You're listening to Mr. Beefy.
Thing. But I know a lot of people,
oh, yeah,
who have died for this idea. Don't forget about your history. They always fought for liberty, 'cause our country must be free. Sing with me if you agree.
Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free.
Everybody sing with me. Big brother's watching you. If it's our lies, he eats our lives. But we can break his point of view. All we need, just stand and fight. All men create living inequality, but we're still fighting for liberty, 'cause our country must be free. Sing with me if you agree.
Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free.
All together sing with me.
Must be.
my living room, I think, to stay. While I am out at work, he lies around all day. He's eating all my food, watching reruns of Gilligan. News stories on CNN, he thinks they are a sin.
He's fine.
He is my friend.
He's fine.
Till the bitter end. Picked up his dirty socks and he thinks he cleaned the place. He suffers headaches bad from drinking all my gin. Recovers all day long, waiting for the night to begin.
He's fine.
He's my friend.
He's fine.
Till the bitter end.
I'm single now. Can you imagine that? So I speak right on the T, the gun, the pussy's kicking me right off with a frown. I grab my bag and I fuck off. Come on, I hit up Blanchard's. They sell cheap wine. I got six bucks back. Rip, wine, smash, drink it up and avoid the glass. But I can't stop from just smiling, cause that damn sun is shining on. Yeah, that sun is shining, yeah, all over me. No, I can't help but just smile. That damn sun is shining. Yeah, that sun is shining. Well, it's shining, shining. So now I call up my friend, cause his girl, she D-boys me. She's been spread rumors about me. I robbed her party, but I never had. Well, I pull out a little disc, man, a box with a crack for. Got a riddle, but my mouth, nah, nah, CD is all scratched up. Yeah, I think it's stupid, all those people. One moaning, yes, moaning on. While the sun is shining down our city streets. Even all the six people say, go in effect. Not when that damn sun is shining down over me. Everybody, get stuff a man. Oh! 4 and 2.
you just never care. Born to just never care. Born to just never care about the stupid things people moan and beat it. Later on I meet Johnny Trouble at a bar called Shays. I spit from Charlie's, sit outside talking about girls, how they're loons, but we dig them anyway. Nobody pour pints at the bar, you bring a backpack full of packs, and ooh, under the table you can fill your glass. So me and Johnny, we sit outside, warm by that summer night, while the city stars are shining down on the street. And even all the things people say, no ain't impressing me, not when that damn sun is shining down over me. And I can't help but just smile, cause those damn stars are shining on me and Johnny, warm by that damn summer night. No, I can't help but just smile, cause those damn shit, those stars are shining right down over me.
Howdy folks, this is Chris,
Andy
and Scott.
We are from The Living End and we're here for RAD, recording artists, actors and athletes against drink driving. I see a lot of things at gigs, dogs, nudity, clowns, but mostly people having a good time and a few drinks. What I'd hate to see is someone getting behind the wheel after they've been drinking.
So if you plan to drink, plan ahead.
Arrange a designated driver who won't drink or stay the night at a friend's place.
Heavy.
so high, you need a strength must don't possess. Or else they never come on down to do or die. You got to rise above the rest. Never been tested. I'd like to think that if I was, I would pass. Look at me tested. Never fall the grace. Go, I might be a coward. I'm afraid of what I'm about.
The mighty, mighty Boston's The Impression That I Get live. And so it should be. You're tuned in to Ska Nation Radio with me, the Big Beef Man. I'm bringing you the best ska tunes from all four corners of the globe. The best ska tunes the world has to offer on the world's number one ska radio show. Over the past couple of months, we've been on a world tour of ska. Yes, our global ska journey has ended up in the epicenter of the American ska scene, Boston. In fact, I was quite surprised that I hadn't quite done Boston yet. We'd done New York, we'd done Los Angeles, we'd done Chicago a couple of weeks ago, and then somebody said to me, have you done Boston yet? And it was like, ah, no. So, Boston it was, and oh, what a set that is. I could have included a lot of bands. It was hard just coming to grips with five, but I think I've chosen five absolute crackers there. Like I said, the Bostones, mighty, mighty Bostones from 1997, the seminal, let's face it, album, The Impression That I Get. Did it get to number one in Australia? I can't remember now. I was going to look it up, and I totally forgot to do so. Number 11 got to in the Australian charts. Number 12 in the UK. There's so many US charts. It got to number one in the US Modern Rock chart, whatever the hell that means. Anyway, I'll go into that a little bit later. We kicked off this week's Ska Nation Radio with Beefy with The View from Kyiv in Ukraine. Ukraine must be free. You know why, people? Because Ukraine must be free. All nations must be free. Yes, wherever you're from in the world and you're under duress, you're in a compromised region, you're in a war zone, then our hearts go out to you because you shouldn't be. It is as simple as that. Ain't no good coming from war, people. Yes, we're using Ukraine Must Be Free as our overarching anthem for world peace. We will keep playing it until conflict is resolved. War is gone. No more innocent lives are lost for no good reason, especially in Ukraine with the Ukraine-Russian war. Although Ukraine are fighting back right now, and mind you, the more they fight back, the more the Russians are going to act. So we don't want that. The same in Palestine and Israel. I could name Myanmar, Taipei, Taiwan, South Sudan, Yemen. So many conflicts that are going on around the world. Yes, we don't want any more innocent lives lost. We would like to see an end to conflict as best we can. So, we are using the VO's Ukraine Must Be Free off their Green album as a marker for the end of conflict. I know it's not that easy, but we like to do a little bit and remind people that all nations must be free. If you would like to support creative artists or bands in compromised areas of the world, there is a website called bandcamp.com. You can do a location search and look for bands that are based in compromised regions. Take the VO, for example. They're based in Kyiv in Ukraine. Many other bands are in Ukraine. They haven't been able to play gigs. They haven't been able to record new music. They haven't been able to sell merchandise. They haven't been able to make a living the way they used to do because of war. We can buy digital music from bandcamp.com. The money you buy your digital music with from those bands goes directly to the bands. It doesn't go to a government for an inconsequential war effort or a waste of money, as we like to call it. If you would like to have a look at bandcamp.com and you would like to look at the VO, just look up the VO, V-Y-O, you will see a couple of albums on that website. You can buy those albums. You can also buy the track. You can buy the complete discography. Like I said, you will own that digital music. That's another issue totally, but there you go. You'll own that digital music, plus that money will go directly to the bands. Now, if you click on the VO, Ukraine Must Be Free is off their Green album. You'll see it. It's green. It's got a load of grass on the front. Down the bottom of that album, when you click in there, it says things like Ukraine, Kyiv, Rocksteady, Scar. There's probably a few other little tags down there as well. If you click on the Scar tag, it will bring up all the Scar bands on the bandcamp.com website. You can then search by new releases, by popularity, by A to Z, but you can also search by location. In that location search in the Scar universe, you can then click Australia, Italy, Nigeria. I don't know if there's any Scar bands in Nigeria. There probably is. South Africa, Yemen, the United Arab Emirates. You can also search by city. You can search by Melbourne, Adelaide, Darwin, London, Newport in Wales, Dublin in Ireland, like we did last week. You can write Kiev as well. It will bring up all the bands. And don't forget, we're searching within ska right now. You can add more genres to that, by the way. It will bring up all the ska bands in those cities. It's awesome. Now, I've been quoting this stat for a while. One album purchase on the Bandcamp site is the equivalent to anything between 15 and 30,000 individual plays on other streaming sites. The revenue I'm talking about that they would get from those plays on streaming sites is the equivalent of one single album purchase. Just let that sink in for a little bit. Anyway, going back to Bandcamp, you can play all the music for free, just like you would on a streaming site. You can try before you buy, so to speak. And you can have a good play around. Like I said, travel around the Scar world. Do some location searches. You will find a load more bands on Bandcamp than you would on the other streaming services. I use Bandcamp every day. I bloody loves it. So please check out Bandcamp.com. Buy some albums, buy some tracks. If you can, buy some merch. Have some fun with it, and you will know that your purchases go directly to the bands themselves. So please, support the VO, support other Ukrainian bands as well, support Palestinian bands, Israeli bands, bands in conflicted and marginalized and areas under duress right now. Please support the arts industry as best we can. All right, I mentioned we took a trip to Boston. We kicked off with Skavuvi and the Epitones. Yes, we did. Skavuvi and the Epitones were formed in the, I was going to say early 90s, but they reckon it was 1994. They were only around for about 5 years. They put out a few albums during that time. And guess what, people? They are reforming specifically for the Supernova International Ska Festival this year. It is being held between September 13th and 15th, so it's only a few weeks away, Fort Monroe in Virginia. So Skavuvi and the Epitones are making a special, I don't know if they're reuniting for good, I guess they are, riding the ska wave of popularity right now, but reforming specifically for an appearance at Supernova. The Selector are headlining with Inspector. Roy Ellis is teaming up with the Agrolites, Mr. Simmerip himself. The Slackers, the Pie Tasters, Five Iron Frenzy. Laura Jane Grace is teaming up with Catbite to do a special Operation Ivy set. Johnny Osborne, legendary Johnny Osborne. More even more legendary, the Pioneers, Long Shot Kick the Bucket. They're teaming up with the Steady 45s to do a set. Big D and the Kids Table, who we will talk about very, very shortly. Mad Caddies, who headlined Scarnation last year. Planet Smashers from Canada, who have headlined Scarnation in the past. Yes, Scarnation, our very own Australian Ska Festival. Who else is playing? Memphis Ska Follies, Chris Murray, Cat Bite, who played on the Scarnation tour a couple of years ago, Doped Up Dollies, the Scanales, the Kilograms, another Boston band. I will be talking about the Kilograms very, very shortly. Hub City Stompers, the Bandulos, Coolidge, Half Past Two, Rude Girl Review, Eastern Standard Time. There are so many good bands on the Supernova Ska Festival, Fort Monroe, Hampton, Virginia. I missed out one band, though. They're called Hey Smith. Yes, Hey Smith. They're from Tokyo in Japan. They are headlining Scarnation 2024 right here in Colac, Victoria. Hey Smith are our headline act, along with Voodoo Glow Skulls. I'm going to talk about Scarnation a little bit later on, but Hey Smith and Voodoo Glow Skulls are our main headliners for Scarnation 2024. Let's get back to Boston, shall we? Don't think I've even finished talking about Skavuvi and the Epitones that are reforming for Supernova. We heard Cat Juice, a live version of Cat Juice, off their Fat Footing album from 1995. Like I said, these guys formed in 94. They finished up in 99. They got huge. I think at one stage, can't remember what album it was, but it was Moon Scar Records' fastest selling album ever. Now, considering the lineup the Moonscar Records had in the 90s, that is phenomenal. Alrighty, where else did we go? The Allstonians, another band that were kind of around the same time as Skavuvi and the Epitones. 1994, you heard Spike off the Scarmageddon compilation. It's also track one on their biggest hits, greatest hits CD, album. I shouldn't just call it CD. I'm of that age, people. I really am, where I just call everything CDs and it's albums and LPs and all sorts. But yes, it was track one on their biggest hits album. What year was that? These guys did five albums. Spike was from 1994. Then we heard Big D and the Kids Table live version of Shining On from 2007 off their Strictly Rude album. If you haven't got Strictly Rude, you're missing out. Please go and get that absolute masterpiece from Big D and the Kids Table. These guys formed in 1995. Yes, they've done 12 albums so far. Show no signs of slowing down either. And then we heard friends of the show, Bim Scala Bim from Boston, formed in 1983. Their 40-year celebrations are still going strong. They want to string these 40-year celebrations out as long as they can. I played a live version of Wise Up off there. How's it going? How's it going, mate? That would be a true Aussie album. How's it going? How's it going? Album from 1991. These guys have done 12 albums and a live album as well. So I actually dragged Wise Up off their live album. And we finished off with Mighty, Mighty Bosstones. I was going to say, this is what I read earlier and I thought, the Tampa Bay Times described the Mighty Mighty Bosstones similarly as an eclectic swirl of good time music fusing the perky pick it up sound of pre-reggae ska with monstrous hardcore guitars. The Mighty Mighty Bosstones were one of the first bands to cross high-energy ska with hardcore punk and hard rock guitars, laying a great deal of groundwork for the mid to late 90s ska explosion, helping shift its tone towards party music. So there you go. If you haven't heard of the Mighty Mighty Bosstones, unfortunately they broke up in 2022 due to personal differences. I'm going to leave it at that. The impression I get is probably one of the most famous ska tunes that we can push to everyone because, well, in Australia especially, it was on every radio station you could think of. It was everywhere. Still gets played today. It is a great tune and one that the ska community can hang its hat on, because when you tell people you're a ska fan or I host a ska radio show and they say, what's ska? And they say, oh, it's your kind of go-to in Australia because the specials and Bad Manners and Madness, to a certain degree, you can go back to, oh, the Mighty Mighty Bosstones impression I get. You remember that one? Yes, that's ska music. So, we use it a lot. And why shouldn't we indeed? Because it's a bloody good tune. I know when I'm DJing, I whack that on and the atmosphere in any club just lifts. I was going to say exponentially. No, I will say it just lifts exponentially. It just brings a whole new vibe to the place. All right, that was Boston. I missed out quite a few bands, but I don't want to go into it right now. I've talked too much already because you're here for the music. I've just contradicted myself massively, haven't I? Because I just know what's coming up next. Anyway, you are here for the music. The worst thing is, what I just said is, we're going to stay in Boston right now because Joe Gittleman, who was part of the Mighty Mighty Bostones, has a new single out. In fact, it doesn't drop till September 14, but Beefy being the man he is, has got the inside edge. The new single is called Drop That Guff. Here is Joe Gittleman, all the way from Boston that I was going to close the door on. And I just keep going. Anyway, this is Joe Gittleman, Drop That Guff. You're listening to Ska Nation Radio, the world's number one ska radio show.
We're not gonna let it keep upsetting us. They should have got the best of us this time. A fractured state, this friend of mine. Sam, he's out of his mind. Enough for the rest of us. Stand aside. And when we drop that gun, we'll drop our gloves and show who is who. We'll get the best of them. Man, we'll get the best of them.
Roger from Less Than Jake, and you're listening to The Ska Show with Beefy. This happens to be the best ska show on the whole planet. This is our new song. Check it out.
less than Jake, brand new single from those guys, Not My Problem. Now, the Less Than Jake, they've put out quite a few tracks recently, but there is no news regarding a new album. So that's very, very interesting. I'm sure when you're banging out new tracks every couple of weeks, then I'm sure there's an album tucked away somewhere. Less Than Jake are coming to Australia and New Zealand in October and November. They are going to be playing with the Bennies and Young Offenders. They play in Auckland October 23. Then they do Melbourne, Adelaide, Perth, Wollongong, Sydney, Newcastle, Townsville, then Brisbane on the 3rd of November. So take the chance to see Less Than Jake. They're very good live. They're going to be playing Hello Rockview in full. So that will be exciting because Hello Rockview is a very, very top-notch album. Now, before that, I made a bit of an error. I said it was Joe Gittleman's new single. Joe Gittleman has a new band called The Kilograms. He's also been putting out solo stuff under Joe Gittleman's name. The Kilograms have a new single. Yes, The Kilograms are out of Boston. So my continuity was okay. I was just crediting the wrong entity. So Joe Gittleman is part of The Kilograms, as he was part of Mighty Barney Bostones. The Kilograms have a new single called Drop That Guff that comes out on September 14. I do apologize, Mr. Gittleman, and the rest of the Kilograms crew, because the Kilograms are playing at Supernova as well. That was part of the reason why I did the spiel earlier, and part of the reason why I put them. Doesn't matter, does it? I made a mistake, people. We're only human. I am simply a man. All right, I talked about Supernova, and I talked about Ska Nation. If you are following Ska Nation on social media through, I'm guessing, Facebook, Instagram, we have a Patreon as well, I believe, you will see that Francis, who does great work in organising Ska Nation for the Australian Ska community, he has been diving deep into his back catalogue of posters. Now, Ska Nation has been running in various forms since 2008. It has had so many international headliners, but I was looking through some of the supporting bands that have played in the past, and I think over the next few weeks, I will try and find some live stuff from some of the bands that have played Ska Nation. I'm talking about the Australian bands. Look, we played Big D and the Kids Table earlier. They headlined Ska Nation, well, I don't know what year, but they did. Why don't we play some old Ska Nation bands? I'm going to kick things off with a band that I get asked about a hell of a lot. I know for a fact that Francis gets asked about these guys a lot as well. We convinced Mr. Coffee to come out of retirement and play last year. They were absolutely brilliant. The Steel City All-Stars from Wollongong are reforming to play Ska Nation this year. We will work our magic with this band, hopefully. Fingers crossed. The band are Commissioner Gordon. I have gone for a live version of Sherlock Holmes off their Get in the Car album from 2001. Yes, we will bring Commissioner Gordon back one day. Anyway, this is Commissioner Gordon.
Anyone who works When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sometimes it's not enough to say your mind feels so unkind. Put a look in your eyes, but you act surprised when we're done. Then a big crime, I want to be with you. Hurry, since I love you, and I have your face. And then I will really be you. Really be you. Now I want you eat, I want you sleep, I want you pee, and I get up over it. I'll take the time, if you mind, just for the while, I'll eat just fine. Some say I'm sick, you feel like this, you are my bliss of being. That's your fault, you're on a show. Love you so, dare on your toes, you're at your nose. The sight so, flatterize the pose. Flatterize the pose. Some say, I'm psychotic. I say, we're just exotic. But when I turn to toxic, you'll know I feel that you. I feel that you. Now I gotta explain it, I'm feeling insane. Just kiss it with a pick at your brain. I hate the skin I live in. No, I'm too perfect, don't know where to begin. Get off your stealth to make out count. To feel fashionable, it gets the bounce. I won't ever forget how I felt. Some say I'm psychotic. I say we're just exotic. But when I turn to toxic, you will know how I feel about you. How I feel about you.
Band that have played many, many Scar Nations. Admiral Akbar's Dishonourable Discharge, the Honourable Party Starters. They generally play very early on the first day just to get the party started. A track off there. It was the Best of Times album from 2014, track number one, Just Another Love Song. And Admiral Akbar's Dishonourable Discharge will be playing Scar Nation 2024 as well. Alongside bands like the Pirate Scar Rebellion, The Scants from Wollongong, Steel City All-Stars reforming from Wollongong, The Overits from Adelaide, Operation Ibis from Sydney, Looney Tunes, The Kitty Hawks, Raz Jano, The Sunny Coast Roo Boys from the Sunshine State, Queensland, The Resignators, Voodoo Glow Skulls, Hey Smith, from Japan, Voodoo Glow Skulls from California, if you didn't know already. And I can announce today, officially, that the Black Seas from New Zealand will be joining the Scar Nation party as well. So, all in all, that is going to be a fantastic two-day festival. Get your tickets at scarnation.com. It is a one-stage festival. You will not miss a minute of the action. due to stage clashes, full sets, kid-friendly. I cannot stress how fun this festival is. It is so good. Bring your own food, bring picnic rug, chairs, everything. This on-site camping. It is such a well-run festival. You're guaranteed to have fun in the sun. And with Haysmith, Voodoo Glow Skulls and Black Seeds, three absolutely brilliant international headliners. Alrighty, before that, a band that played on quite a few ska nations in its various forms, Commissioner Gordon, who we will twist their arms until they come back. Sherlock Holmes was off their 2001 Get in the Car album, and you heard it live. I don't know whether that was taken from a ska nation festival. It possibly even was. So there you go. I think we need to jump straight into
BB's Cover of the Week now, baby. BB's Cover of the Week.
Monkey from San Francisco in California. They're currently, I don't know whether they've just landed in the UK. They've got a bit of a tour going in the UK within the next day or so. So whether or not they've landed there or not, I don't quite know. They have just released a new album called Barrel of Dub. It is dub variations on some of their existing songs. Kurt from the band got in touch and said, Biffy, we want you to review this album. Now, he probably chose the wrong guy. I am not hugely into the dub variations of ska songs. Now, I know a lot of people are. I think, you know, I can take it or leave it. But I got to say, this is actually a decent listen. It really is. So please, I'm not 100% sure when the album comes out. It comes out very, very soon, I can tell you. But tucked away on this album, this is probably the only cover off this album as well, but they have brought in Roger Rivas to get involved with a reimagining of this track. Now, it is Beefy's Cover of the Week, and you will quickly realise why. But the Barrel of Dub album from Monkey is coming out very, very soon. I have chosen this as Beefy's Cover of the Week, and my favourite track off the new album. This is Dub Vibration. Thanks, Kurt. Thanks for getting in touch. Really, really do appreciate it.
Golden one. me love them wolves. Catch the spirit, run the engine, make sure it don't give up the ghost. Hear me through the grapevine, I'm the first past the boss. Number one, step on the one, now me grind for rock and boss. One step on the one, now one step on the king. For the way from San Diego, till me reach San Francisco Bay. So I'm Sando, San Luis Obispo. And the other city, them that start with S and end it. Road, 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 road vibration.
Our most popular segment on Ska Nation Radio with Beefy. In Excess from Sydney in New South Wales, Australia. I didn't realise they formed in 1977. You kind of picture them late 80s and you don't quite realise. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Their debut album is self-titled, In Excess. It's basically a ska album. They were a ska band when they started and when they were kicking around the Sydney clubs. Predating actually quite a lot of the ska scene in Australia, which is a bit weird. because you don't really think about it. Debut album came out in 1980, and by the time their second album came out, I was trying to work out what their second album was called, Underneath the Colours, they had already started kind of dropping the ska riffs already, so 1981. Anyway, check out In Excess by In Excess, 1980. You just heard Jumping off that album. I reckon three quarters of that album is genuine, straight up ska. They were a ska band. In fact, a lot of the band teamed up with some of the all-nighters and had a side project called the Igniters, which are a straight instrumental ska band. Facts, people, facts. Anyway, check them out. In Excess. You may have heard of them. Before that, Monkey from San Francisco in California. They've got a brand new album coming out called Barrel of Dub. It is a dub reimaginations of Monkey tracks. It was Beefy's cover of the week because the track Rude Vibrations is kind of closely related to the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations. And that has been refunked by Roger Rivas of Agrolite's fame. There you go. From In Excess and Jumping, we're going to move to On This Day in Ska, another highly popular segment on Ska Nation Radio with Beefy, the world's number one ska radio show. And it's the world's number one ska radio show for a reason. It comes with the Beefy guarantee. If it's good, it's on the show. Released on this day in 2002. A band from Tewkesbury in England who are still going strong today and one of the hottest properties on the UK festival scene. They're called Sponge. On this day in 2002, they released their third studio album called The Story So Far. This was the one of the singles off that album. It's a live version of Jump on Demand.
This song's a song, Retro Sponge.
I don't care. I saw you, baby, smiling, trying. is. Now I put some gas in my car and I'm ready to go, go, go. We'll blow this town for a while, doesn't matter where we go. You think we might get away with it? I think we might get away with it, but how? Oh, I got to know how.
Monday morning they'll be asking questions. Monday morning we'll have to answer questions. So let's get our story straight. So let's tie up all these loose ends.
And I'll give you an alibi. You'll give me an alibi too. We'll live together forever in our own place. We'll live together like we always wanted to. That song. There's a man in the trunk and I don't think he's singing along. You think we might get away with it? I think we might get away with it.
But how? Oh, I got to know how.
Monday morning they'll be asking questions. Monday morning we'll have to answer questions. So let's get our story straight. So let's tie up all these loose ends.
And I'll give you an alibi. You'll give me an alibi too. Cause I think we got a fool so far. You think we might get away with it? I think we might get away with it.
But how?
Oh, I got to know how.
Monday morning they'll be asking questions. Monday morning we'll have to answer questions. So let's get our story straight. Let's tie up all these loose ends.
And I'll give you an alibi. You'll give me an alibi too.
Released on this day in 1996, the final, yes, the final album from Skanking Pickle. The album's called The Green Album. It was their fifth and final studio album. Gas in My Car is track number one. Also released on this day, but in 2002, probably my favourite British ska punk band ever. Sponge from Tewkesbury in England. They released the story so far on this day in 2002, and you just heard a live version of Jump on Demand. If you haven't checked out Sponge, S-P-U-N-G, check out all their albums. So good, so good. They're a hot property on the UK festival circuit, and for good reason. They are absolutely phenomenal. All right. We're going to stick with On This Day in Ska, but something a little bit, not even a little bit different. You know what to expect on this show. Happy heavenly birthday, Mr. Jackie Opal. He was from Barbados, but Byron Lee, the band leader of the Dragonairs, discovered him and dragged him to Jamaica. He was christened the Jackie Wilson of Bajan culture. He died very, very young, and it's a very sad story, actually, about Jackie Opal, but let's hear some music first. This is from 1966. He was only 28 at the time, I believe. This is one of his early ska singles, You're Too Bad.
Yep.
Birthday, Tony Kanal of No Doubt fame. He wrote that one. Now, We'll Go Round is my favourite No Doubt song across the board. It is off Tragic Kingdom. They never used to play it live. I looked it up earlier, the old Setlist website. They reckon We'll Go Round was only ever done 4 times live. It's their best song by an absolute mile. It's my favourite. I don't really play it on this show. I don't really play much No Doubt on this show at all. But if I did, I'd play We'll Go Round. So happy birthday, Tony Kanal, 54 today. He wrote that one. Tragic Kingdom, their best album, but mainly because that tune is on there. How old is he? 54. So happy birthday, Tony. Female-fronted bands. Strong female individuals leads me into a segment I haven't quite got round to today. It is Eileen's Words of Wisdom. Yes, Eileen from the Duke up there in Maitland in New South Wales, a new friend of the show. In her honour, we are quoting from strong-minded females. We're going to go to Irene Rosenfeld right now, who was CEO, wasn't she CEO of Kraft? For a long, long time, I think, made Kraft Foods the biggest food distributor on the planet. And Irene says, girls are not socialized to toot their own horns. Scar pun intended. But bosses aren't mind readers. Speak up and let people know what you've done and what you want. So thank you, Irene. And thank you, Eileen, for being part of the show. I hope you liked my choice of No Doubt song there. Big shout out to Mark Hardio up there, who we will hear from in the second part of the show. Before that, on this day in ska, happy heavenly birthday to Mr. Jackie Opal. He would have been, I think, 1937, so 83. Can I get my maths right? No, I can't. 87 today. Oh, God. Oh, my word. 87 today, Jackie Opal would have been, or Dalton Sinclair Bishop to his mum and dad. Here's the story, the sad story I was talking about. So Jackie Opal died when he was 32. So as I mentioned, he was discovered by Byron Lee, dragged from Barbados to Jamaica, performed with Studio One, performed with the Wailers, was with a load of other hugely influential ska people in the early 60s. He then moved to Trinidad, eventually moved back to Barbados, was singing at a hotel, as they did back then. There were some executives from a record company from the US in the hotel. They asked him if he had any recorded music they could take back to the States to present to their bosses. And unfortunately, on the way back, he got into a car accident and sadly lost his life. So that is the sad story of Jackie Opal, the Jackie Wilson of Bajan culture. He was only 5'3", apparently. He was a bit like Sammy Davis Jr. He was pigeon-toed, but he could dance and he could sing, and what a voice. All right, that brings us to the conclusion of the first Helping of Ska for this week. I've talked a lot. I've chewed my tongue. I have been very, very unprofessional, but that is normal for me. It's madness right now. We're getting ready for Ska Nation. We're trying to put everything in place. I do apologize to all those people that have sent me messages. There has been lots, and I haven't got back to them. I do really, really apologize. There is lots of stuff going on. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for being part of the show. I really, really do appreciate it. It is going to be a bit hectic in the next couple of weeks, but the music will continue. There was a big announcement today about a band getting back together. People have lost their absolute trees about this band getting back together. I don't know why. They were okay for a short period of time. Their individual solo stuff isn't great. So why people are making this massive song and dance about Oasis getting back together, I have no idea. Anyway, I thought I'd find a song, a ska song, with Oasis in, for no good reason, apart from I like to link stuff up on this show. I've gone to Japan. Friends of the show, The Bodies, bailed me out, because believe it or not, even though ska is heavily housed in Jamaican culture, there are no Oasis songs I could find from the good old days of Foundation Ska. Anyway, I had to go to Japan. I had to go back to 2007, The Bodies, off their Sound System Bomb album. This is Oasis. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back very, very soon.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.